Welcome to Let's Talk About Cancer. I'm Dr. Satish C, your host for today's special episode on esophageal cancer in April, which is the awareness month for this cancer. Today, we're going to discuss a topic that's close to my heart, fighting the fire within, raising awareness for esophageal cancer. Esophageal cancer often goes unnoticed until it reaches an advanced stage, making early detection challenging. But awareness can change that. It's crucial to recognize the symptoms such as difficulty in swallowing, feeling like something is stuck in the chest or upper neck, where when one tries to swallow, it feels like things are not going down and something is not all right. And over a period of time, it can become difficulty to swallow solids but able to swallow liquids. One should not think this is okay, but should immediately seek out for diagnostic investigations. When this is compounded with unintended weight loss, then things are more serious. We should not wait anymore. We also need to understand the risk factors associated with esophageal cancer. These are primarily smoking, oral tobacco, and alcohol. Apart from this, obesity and persistent acid reflux for a long time can also cause esophageal cancer. But here's the thing, awareness saves lives. By spreading knowledge, encouraging screenings, and advocating for early detection, we can make a difference. Countries like South Korea and Japan have made it mandatory for yearly endoscopy to pick up esophageal cancers at an early stage. Some states, like our Karnataka state, has a very high incidence of esophageal cancer. Still, people do hesitate to get an endoscopy done when indicated for such symptoms. Let us not do that. Let us seek for an endoscopy early so that if we are able to pick up esophageal cancer early, there is a high chance for cure. Together, we can extinguish this fire within. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Let's Talk About Cancer. Until next time, stay informed, stay vigilant, and let's keep fighting for a cancer-free world.